This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland in for Kai Rizdal. The recession has already changed where we live, what we do, and what we buy. Now, it's shrinking the size of the American family. At last check, the birth rate was its lowest since it's been in 25 years. Eliza Ronald-Tannen reports on why more people aren't bringing up baby in the wake of the Great Recession.
Have you ever thought about exactly how much it costs to raise a child? Or even just to give birth? Shauna Wells has.
Because I'm all about the numbers. My pregnancy cost about 15 grand, all right? And that 15 grand is after insurance.
Her daughter's now 3 years old, and she's the only child for Shauna and her husband, who live in Brooklyn.
I want my daughter to be able to have, at the very bare minimum, what I had, but I really want her to have way more. And so let's say on average annually, we must have shelled out 45 grand on her.
That's a big price tag, especially for a family without a guaranteed income. Both Shauna and her husband are self-employed. She owns a construction firm. He is a personal trainer. Together, they made about $185,000 last year, and this year's going even better. But they know nothing is guaranteed.
There are ebbs and flows. Sometimes we have it. Sometimes, honestly, we don't. At this point, I'm not feeling like we'll be able to do that for another one. Jesus, how am I going to come up with 40 grand, you know?
To raise a child, not including the cost of college, the average American family spends nearly $250,000. Government figures say that cost has jumped 23% in the last 50 years after controlling for inflation. That's largely because of childcare and healthcare costs.
She's very well insured. We have none. It's very indicative of our time. That's the stuff they don't tell you.
Nobody wants to put a price tag on children, but children are big ticket items.
That's psychologist Susan Newman. She says those costs don't stop at what you spend on the kid. Often, parenting also means sacrificing income.
And there's a distinct motherhood penalty. Mothers are taxed, so to speak, at 7% per child. That's what they're losing in income.
And for the women who put off motherhood for financial reasons, delaying a bigger family sometimes means foregoing one. That's what happened to Frances Yanish, a photographer in Manhattan.
We always just were waiting for the right time, and the right time would have been around when the recession started, and we just decided to hold off.
Now, Frances is 42 years old. Her daughter is 5 and a half and knows she won't be getting a little brother or sister.
I worry a lot about the fact that she doesn't have a sibling. I know that I always regret that I didn't have a second child. I think I will regret that forever. But as long as she's fine, it is just the way it is.
That's the way it is for a lot of families. And sociologists say that means there could be a bigger problem on the horizon. Fewer births today will mean fewer workers to support retirees in the future. In New York, I'm Eliza Ronald-Tannen for Marketplace.